The headline from the release of the Commission's final report this summer was that between $31 and $60 billion worth of federal contract money in Iraq and Afghanistan had been lost to waste, fraud, and abuse. The panel made 15 recommendations designed to get DOD, the State Department, and other agencies on a path toward better management of contracting and overseas contingency operations. DOD leaders told Congress yesterday they get it. Frank Kendall, the acting undersecretary for acquisitions, logistics, and technology, told a Senate subcommittee that the Pentagon agrees in principle with all 11 of the recommendations specific to DOD. He says the culture around contingency contracting has already changed.
And to give you a sense of how this is infiltrated through our system, this is a letter that General Allen just put out. And it's a several-page letter directing all of his commanders in terms of their responsibilities as far as contracting is concerned. And a key sentence in here is that contracting has to be commander's business. It is part of the force. When half the people you deploy are contractors, they have to be managed as part of the force. And I've got some trading aids kind of with me here. I've got the contingency handbook, contracting handbook, the third edition, okay, we've been working on. This is for contracting officer representatives, the people who supervise day to day. There's one here about contracting as a weapon. So the department, I think, has got it. We have got the fact that when we do an operation like this and we put contractors out there in equal numbers roughly to the soldiers we put on the ground, we've got to manage them just as effectively.
Kendall testified before the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness and Management Support on a panel that also included former members of the commission. Commissioner Dov Zakheim told senators there's no doubt that progress has been made since contract mismanagement was in the headlines circa 2007.
But unfortunately, the commission has concluded that the U.S. military and other federal agencies are still not fully prepared to plan and manage large-scale use of contracting contingency operations. The issue is less one of policy and more one of implementation. Policies are easy to make. Implementation is what is really what counts. And we're not alone in our concern. The GAO has had defense contract management on its high-risk list since 1992. So this is going on for 20 years.
Zakheim says agencies still need to do a better job of holding contractors accountable. He says tools like suspension and debarment of poorly performing or misbehaving vendors still aren't being vigorously applied and enforced. Data on past performance of contractors often goes unrecorded in federal databases. And he says DOD is still remiss in promoting competition. Multi-billion task orders are still being written without recompetition or changes to the original contracts. But Lieutenant General Brooks Bash, the Director of Logistics on the Joint Staff, says DOD truly is operating differently and is now giving contingency contracting the attention it deserves. He says when the military first entered Iraq, no one even thought about the issue of contract management. He says things were different in two recent contingency operations, the response to the Haiti earthquake and the Japanese tsunami.
I can tell you that when I arrived there, that the J4, the logistics expert at that point, had done two things in this vein. One, he immediately started a contracting board, if you would, to make sure that the contracting actions were commensurate with what the commander wanted. And the second thing they did is it was integrated in the joint effects board to make sure that the contracting actions did not waylay some of the efforts we had. Now, why is that important? It has bubbled all the way down to the operational level in two very important humanitarian relief efforts. And so that's evidence that this is actually getting to that point. We have a long ways to go, but I'm confident that we're actually getting there.
But former commission members who testified at the hearing said it's a problem that DOD still has a ways to go after 10 years of war. The commission believes many of the problems spring from the fact that there is no single strong advocate for management of contingency contracting in the Pentagon. They want to create a new position on the joint staff to do exactly that. DOD disagrees with the recommendation to create a so-called J-10. But Catherine Shinazi, another former member, says contingency contracting is going to be something the military will have to deal with for years to come. And decisions about all aspects of contingency contracting need to be made at the highest level.
What we're talking about is elevating this beyond even the acquisition function. Management is very important, but it's really that decision to use contractors that begins the whole need for the management structure to be in place. And that decision to use contractors is really a policy issue. So we're talking about policy. It's also a force structure issue. So we're talking about personnel and readiness. What we've seen, many good things happening in the department, but if you're not willing to commit the positions of leadership, then you really are not saying that this is important to you. So there are 51 general officers on the joint staff. We believe that one is not too many to put with a focus on contingency contracting.
Commissioners also say that although oversight of contracting took a turn for the better with the creation of Special Inspectors General for Iraq and Afghanistan reconstruction, those offices are going away, and attention to contingency contracting will fade unless it has a permanent advocate. Senator Claire McCaskill, the chairwoman of the subcommittee and a fierce critic of Iraq and Afghanistan contract management, agrees.
Believe me, I am very proud of the progress that has been made. And I don't want you to leave this hearing without you knowing I recognize the progress that has been made. I know how bad it was in 2007. And I will take it upon myself to go to leadership and press, as it relates to the War Contracting Commission, that the way it doesn't atrophy, the way we don't have a lessons learned that weren't learned, is by not having that senior leadership that is their whole portfolio is to have eyes and ears on contracting no matter where it occurs.
The Commission on Wartime Contracting officially disbanded at the end of September after issuing its final report. But McCaskill, who co-wrote the legislation creating the commission, says she intends to hold plenty more hearings on contingency contracting in the future, especially as responsibility for much of that contracting transitions from DOD to the State Department. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.